Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 328 of See You Next Wednesday, a pop culture podcast where a single die roll decides what movies we have to see. This episode drops on April 11th. 2019. My name is Dan Gorman, and remember, we're in a womb or a butt or wherever you guys come from.
My name is Casey Lyons, and it's hard to force a nickname. I tried to get my high school tennis team to start calling me Ace, but they wanted to call me Shorts Accident, so we settled on Super Virgin.
My name is Greg LeGros, and I don't think I'll get married again. I think instead I'll just find a woman I don't like and buy her a house.
We have lots of stuff to talk about this week. We had a... Was it a winner's choice this week, or was it a... I don't...
Us, baby!
Yeah, us. And then we have a loser film called Trading Paint.
Yeah.
And then we have an album to listen to as well. And Dave, we'll talk about those in Film Roulette. Get at us at info@modernsuperior.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SYNWPC to find out when our new episodes are dropping. Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
Greg,
yeah,
you sound excited.
Sure.
That seems weird because of what you told me before the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm off coffee.
Yeah.
Why?
I know. That's what I said.
Well, it wasn't really a plan, but I did this cleanse with Athena, and it wasn't a particularly hard cleanse. There was a fair amount of food involved. It was more of like, you know, cleaning your body out of garbage and stuff like that. It was good. And I feel
I'm sure you're going to say cleaning your butt.
Taking out the trash. Yeah, clean your butt. Cleanse your butt.
Clean out your butt.
But part of it was you have to have a very, very limited amount of caffeine, so you can't have coffee. You can have a little bit of green tea.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I can do no coffee for a week. The thing is, though, I have never gone off coffee ever.
No.
Yeah. Not since I was 16.
Yeah, I think I was 13 when I started drinking coffee.
And I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
I've had periods in my life where I had more and less.
Yeah.
Always a lot, though. Usually more than anyone I was around, except for you.
I drink a lot of coffee. I still drink a lot of coffee.
And then when my daughter was born is when I went pro. I drank the most coffee that anyone's ever had. Like the thing where you drink too much coffee and you get shaky and you feel all fucked up. I went right through that. That never happened anymore.
That's most of my life these days.
Yeah, yeah. So I could drink four extra large coffees from Tim Hortons in the daytime and not get shaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was fine. Anyway, so I just stopped dead.
That's unreal.
And was just like, whatever, and I'll get back to coffee next week. So
what did you do when your entire head caved in?
Well, the first day, the headache was pretty happening.
Yeah.
Really aware of the headache. And I was like, this stinks. Yeah. Oh, well. Holy shit. Also, can't take any Advil on this cleanse because it's... Anyway... Then day two of no coffee.
Is this cleanse a prank?
I assumed it would lessen as time went on. No. Day two was the most diabolical pain I have ever been in.
It's not like when you quit smoking the second day, you're like, woo, glad I'm out of those woods.
No, but I didn't. I thought I might want to cough. I didn't realize how badly I was hooked on it.
Yeah.
The headache was
Jonesing,
fucking
man.
Remarkable. It was like train spotting. I couldn't do anything at all.
Dead babies crawling
everywhere. Dude, I was fucked. Yeah. It was like top five. It was worse than any hangover headache I've ever had. It was like my 10 worst hangovers.
Yeah.
All returned and were like, we're here to party for 10 hours. And the headache was so severe that I threw up.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. That's not surprising.
It was insane. And I mean, it was like I had a fucking psychedelic freak out. Like, it took me 2 days to get like normal from it. I had a life-changing experience. Anyway, then when my head cleared and I got through my week, I was like, holy fuck, am I hooked on coffee?
Yeah.
And I know I drink too much of it. And some days somebody's going to be like, you can't drink this much coffee, but I won't go through this again.
Yeah.
So I've just hit the brakes. I'm drinking tea and I'm chilling out, and I've stopped yo-yoing my fucking daytime awareness. Like, I don't rush and crash anymore.
Right.
And I'm kind of doing all right. But it's really weird. I love coffee.
Yeah.
I didn't plan to quit coffee, but now I'm out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, good on you,
totally.
I guess.
But listen, if you're going to do it, don't do it just a dead stop. You cannot.
No.
Well, I'm not going to do it
don't.
At all.
Yeah.
I had no plan to, but I'm out. So I'm just like, if you're going to, you've got to slow way the fuck down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, take some time. I'd give yourself 2 months of weaning off.
Yeah.
Because, holy God.
It was a
nightmare.
Well, I was saying to Greg before, when one of my earlier office jobs, I like went full tilt and was drinking like 9, 10, 11 a day. Like every half hour I walked over to the coffee machine and got a new coffee.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's the thing is there's always coffee in my office.
Exactly.
There's always a fresh pot of coffee.
But it was easy for me to walk it back a little bit because I had kidney stones, and they were like, well, if all you drank for the past week was coffee and beer, like, don't drink only dehydrating things. So then I just have been like, now I'm just back to like, I have one in the morning and then some days maybe after work.
Right.
And that's it. And like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I have one in the morning, and then I have another two in the morning. And then
that's what I was doing.
Many in
I drink one on my drive to work, then I get to work and immediately have a coffee.
Exactly.
Go to the bathroom and then have another coffee.
Yes.
Then when we have like lunch break, I'll go and drink two coffees there. Then I get back to work and then I'll have probably another coffee.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm mostly just sitting at my desk. So what am I going to not drink coffee
all
day?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah,
I have a glass. I have like my thermos of water too, which, you know, to keep me hydrated, to balance them shits out. But
while I was going through this insane headache, it was also my turn to put Zoe to bed. So I was trying to put a toddler to bed, and which was fine. She'll get into the bed, but it was the thing where the toddler won't stop talking. Like you're just like, shh, please,
okay,
please
gotta
sleep.
Go.
please sleep. And she's like, tomorrow's Halloween. I'm like, no, it isn't. She's like, say tomorrow's Halloween. I'm like, tomorrow's Halloween. Please go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Zoe's in that phase where like, is Beatrice will just tell us a conversation to have. Daddy, say we're having cake. No, we're not having cake. Daddy, say we're having cake. We're having cake. Mommy, say you will also want to have cake.
I can do that conversation. I want to have cake.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is that I do want the cake.
Yes.
Is the issue.
Just walk it back a little. Yeah.
But I feel good now.
Well, now I have to drink more coffee
to make up
for
you're
not drinking. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Coffee industry.
Holy smokes. Yeah. It's a different life.
What was the biggest news to jump into was the Joker trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Todd Phillips.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
A number of times.
It looks terrible.
Does it?
How about that?
Yeah. I was a little skeptical of the trailer just because I felt like Todd Phillips, like, this is his first
really
super
Todd
Phillips dramatic
last movie.
Which was that?
War Dogs.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that.
It was like if a movie could be a douchebag, but but it was really entertaining.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. This is a pretty something kind of trailer. I want so badly for this movie to be what I think it might be.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sure looks nice. They've got some dynamite photography going on. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about there was like a miniature outrage about like that maybe this is going to be giving him like a sob story to then, you know, jump off into like the murderous stuff. But I feel like people that are looking at the trailer that way, you know, like don't understand that when you go back and you watch like Taxi Driver, it's like, you know, he's not supposed to be a monster from frame one. He's a fucked up person, but like you're supposed to kind of like understand him a little bit.
Yeah, and he's
like,
ultimately trying to do something.
He gets somewhere where it goes to, you know, like awry, yeah. But like it's a journey. And so like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure that this is going to be the movie where it's like, feel sad for him. Like
it's weird that, you know, because a lot of people want the Joker to fall in the vat of acid or whatever he falls into, the chemicals, and get all melty and shit. But I guess that's likely not going to be part of this.
No, that's just one of the possible many, many origin stories of
the
Joker.
It's not like that's the thing. It's not like they don't spin off like comics, like have all these alternate reality comics all the time.
Yeah, there have been multiple Joker origins in comic. There isn't anyone that's the one because it's always different. No one knows.
We've already seen the acid
and,
one, haven't we?
And, yeah, so here's a different one.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get a piece of art. Fuck off. Yeah. Joy.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Did you guys know that Tim Burton is banned from Comic-Cons for the rest of his life?
Oh, yeah? What did he do?
Because of Batman?
No, really?
Because everyone was so mad at him for making that 1989 Batman
That's
movie.
That's funny.
Because he deviated too much from whatever. And then they just banned him for life.
That's
nerds are assholes.
Yeah. Yes, they are. That's terrible.
It's like throughout history, I feel like comic book fans have like been upset about casting and stuff. There was some account on Twitter that like was pulling from some database of like bulletin board systems from the like late 80s, and one of the like quotes was somebody complaining that it was like Michael Keaton. They're like, how's the funny man gonna be Batman? Like, oh, and then we had the shit with like Heath Ledger, like, how's that guy gonna be? It's just like like it's just always gonna be that conversation. This looks good. I want to see
it.
This
looks
very good,
fucking great.
And this is the kind
of
thing
cast
that comic book movies need. You needed one of these, because remember when like this is what DC did well in the middle of the 80s, when people weren't all that interested in comic books.
Yeah.
They went really dark and they went really real. And that's where all of this stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit that we like now about comic books and how grounded they are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is how it went there.
Yeah, and I'll take this type of dark over like, let's do the Killing Joke again, or like, let's find another way to do that kind of dark. Like, this looks like an interesting, grounded kind of like character study dark, and I like that. Like, not everyone has to be like Killing Joke, fucked up, like dark. Like,
yeah.
I don't
Although,
know.
What? This definitely is borrowing from Killing Joke, not the animated one, which added some unnecessary.
Yeah, because they did that recently, right? And apparently, it was terrible.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the comic book, the Alan Moore book, is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting that, like, to see what's going on in DC right now with Shazam and Aquaman, and they're finally, like, getting some fun movies that people are, like, at least digging on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Now this for,
but I mean,
for
this
the Joker.
This is, like, separate from the DC universe.
Yeah.
I saw one of those. It
just seems like they're getting their shit together a little bit.
yeah. Well, they're trying to make fun movies now, which is different for them.
But you can have a fun movie and then also this movie. Like, people want, I feel like, the two camps to be, like, one thing. You know what I mean? Like, Marvel has to be the fun movies and colorful and entertaining, but, like, both sides cannot be both.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the superhero news. Was there any other superhero news? I don't think so. Oh, well, there was some small news in the world of the Shazam. Movie was very popular.
Yeah,
and they're gonna
I
want to
see it. People really like it. They greenlit the sequel.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And there's no connection to a DC extended universe movie stuff. Cause
they're, they're not doing that.
All done. Now, they've admitted, they're like, we quit. We can't do it. So, standalones from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're just not even doing a full...
They might get back to it. Who knows? But yeah, they're dropping everything.
It was
everything.
Like such a mistake to do that anyway. Like, why would you just look at Marvel and be like, well, I guess we have to do that?
Yeah.
Like, your movies can interconnect without it having to be, like, phase one, phase two. Phase Like, like, Batman can show up in another movie. It just doesn't have to be, like, the end of the world, like, plot line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stupid. Anyway.
To circle back on something we talked about a week or an episode or two ago, We briefly mentioned about the Jim Jarmusch.
The Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die. We were like, a zombie movie. Interesting. Mm, well, he did the vampire. Let's see.
And then the trailer came out.
Yeah.
And it looks so good and sure so does. Wacky.
Like,
and,
what the hell?
Yeah.
Ghouls.
Yeah. Like, it is. I will see that movie twice for that line reading alone. God damn it, Adam Driver, old noisy dick himself, really, really fucking pulled it out.
Yeah. He's super good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks great. It looks so funny.
Very funny.
Yeah.
The
whole gang's there. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Nuts.
And it's so funny that he's just on Patterson, which is like so not that movie. I love that.
I mean, I'm trying to think of any movie that is anywhere close to how silly this looks.
I mean, like Only Lovers Left Alive has comedy in it, but
it
it's
is,
not that
it is.
Kind of comedy.
It is.
Yeah. Not at all.
No.
I love that movie.
That movie's
That's
so
a fucking great movie.
Yeah, I love it. there was a bit of Stephen King news. He's writing an adaptation of one of his other books that I had not heard of. Is it Lizzie's story or Lizzie's story?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
So they're going to do a series of this book. The synopsis sound pretty good. It's like a thriller about a woman who's going to be played by Julianne Moore.
Mm-hmm.
She is a writer, of course. And her husband dies, and she kind of like finds some darkness in his past, but then also some kind of like deranged fan is also after her. So he's writing every episode of the series. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a series.
Yes. Yeah. And the series is for, I believe it was Apple TV, 8 episode.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see all the, we're kind of rolling along with the King stuff. With it coming in the future and
Rolling along with the King.
Pet Cemetery just came out.
Yeah.
I hear that's not great.
That's what the things are saying.
Yeah, I've seen some splits. Yeah, I've seen like some people like it. A lot of people seem to think it's kind of not great.
Yeah.
It does look like, hey, we did that movie again with some tweaks.
Yeah. Why did they make it the girl? I don't have a problem with that, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
Why? They still have two kids.
It seems arbitrary.
It seems like an odd thing to change.
And there's some weird, there's some other weird stuff that just seems like, oh, we're doing some Kids in Masks kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah.
Which
I guess I just remember Gage's death so clearly. That was the first Stephen King book I ever read. And I was quite young, and it just fucking freaked me out that they killed a kid in it.
Yeah, because he'll kill a kid.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see it.
Yeah,
you know what I
want to
see more
sure.
than that, though? Hmm. Even though the director, I think, is spotty, is Ma.
Oh, I just saw a trailer for that.
Ma looks so good.
That looks bonkers.
It looks bananas.
That is
but
my jam,
God damn it, do I ever want to see Octavia Spencer play a girl?
And let's get the high concept fucking weirdo horror movies in there.
Yeah.
Right on.
I saw that trailer and the Greta trailer pretty close together, and I was like,
Yeah.
90s thrillers, let's do it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Ma looks really entertaining.
Do a reboot of Dr. Giggles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do I ever want that in yet at the same time? Who is going to do it better
than
Larry Drake?
No, not a single person.
That movie rules. That movie's fucking awesome.
The best.
Oh, who's going to who's gonna replace Dougie Doug? the man's so nice.
They named him
Dim twice.
Twice with an E in the middle. Was there any other news that you guys want to talk about, or should we get to things
Let's
we've been
do
watching?
The things.
Yeah.
Yeah, do them things.
What have we all been watching? Anyone
There's
have
one
anything?
Thing I'm sure we all watched.
Yes,
that we'll have to talk about.
I don't think I watched
later.
It.
Are
what?
You kidding me? What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I hate you, Dan.
What? You didn't watch The Dirt?
I did not watch
you didn't
The
watch
Dirt.
That's fucking
dirt.
Stupid.
No, I'm gonna.
Yeah. You had 3 weeks.
I know.
What are you doing? That movie sucks.
And I loved it.
Oh my God. I I immediately wanted to watch it again after this.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
I was chatting with a friend of mine about it, and I was like, it's sexist, it's empty, it's vapid, it's gross.
It is poorly made.
And it is, which all of those things means it is Motley Crue.
It is absolutely.
Totally.
It feels so much like the book,
yeah.
which is fucking vapid and shitty.
Yeah.
And is like supposed to be like, look at our rock and roll lives. But it's like, oh, look at these fucking degenerate pieces of shit.
Although I thought it was a more well-made movie than Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's like a movie from the perspective of a bunch of guys who thought they were cooler than they are.
Yeah. But I was like, editing wise, like tone and storytelling wise, like this is more well made.
Come on. At least Freddie Mercury doesn't turn to the camera and go, "If I could turn it up, bro." Yeah. That's not an exact quote.
Oh, man. No, but there's other shit for that that's so bad in Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, Bohemian Rhapsody has Queen's music elevating it. Queen's a little bit better than Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Just a little. Freddie Mercury is a little bit better of a singer than Vince Neil. So if you don't have a transcendent figure like Freddie Mercury and the perfect music of Queen, then just Bohemian Rhapsody is like a really, really poorly made movie.
Oh, it's a crap movie.
Like
that movie lives and dies, right? That movie should have just been somebody going, you remember Queen? That's all that movie is.
Yeah, you should listen to the greatest hits and then watch the Live Aid show. It's great.
And they weren't even nearly as entertaining as people as
this is the thing. I mean, like, that guy really looks like Brian May, but that's not as interesting as...
No.
How disgusting the Crue guys are. And I was just an enormous Motley Crue fan when I was a little kid. So it was kind of fun to get reminded of that. So I had a great time watching these disgusting human beings take themselves super duper seriously.
What a fucking dumb movie. The funny thing is, it leans so hard into what it should lean so hard into.
Yeah.
Like, it... I'm pretty sure, like, at least once an act, somebody goes, "We didn't do that." Fuck yeah, we did!
Oh my god,
for sure.
It's so gross.
Yeah. I swear, Vince Neil is allergic to missionary sex,
which is not something I wanted to ever know in my life.
Like, there are so many scenes of him banging people, and it's. Always the same position.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you find what
he's
works
the
for
you. Bathroom countertop champ.
Yeah.
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 It's a up some images.
Disgusting film.
One thing I will say about this movie is that, like, I was like, oh, man, you know, like, in today's climate, how do you make this movie? And they did.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, like, just boobs and fucking gross misogyny across
the
board.
Go get the Jackass guy. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it was kind of like... At no point did I actually find it really that offensive, because it was kind of like, this is just what happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fun, dumb. I don't know. I listened to Motley Crue for a week afterwards.
I didn't. But,
I did. Well, it was memory lane
see
for me.
The movie again. It really...
And the weather was like, we had a couple of nice days, and you're driving the highway. You want a little Livewire, trust me.
Yeah, Livewire is objectively a great
song. Their first record's pretty good. They're a band that's clearly hungry, and there's some fucking sweet riffs.
And the great thing about it is that it sounds pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Like, that album
good
sounds shitty. Yeah.
Really good shitty.
Like, DIY shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, the dirt.
I'll
you should watch it.
I will.
Definitely
will,
watch it.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to see Gail Bettaker as their manager.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, get away from them, you wholesome man.
You
go
wonderful,
some,
wonderful man.
Go make some crystal methamphetamines.
Oh, man, the dirt. It's on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So good.
I watched this. There's not a lot to talk about here, but did you guys see the trailer for a movie? I think it was about a year or two ago called The Road Movie, and it's basically just an edited kind of collage of dash cam footage from Russia.
Yeah, totally. I didn't watch it, but I'm aware of it.
Yeah, so I watched that. It's about like 70 minutes, so it's like perfect length for what is just a series of dash cam footage from Russia. It is edited together in a way that there are some kind of like, I don't know, like it's not like brilliantly edited, but like they're making some points with some of the way that things are edited. But man, that is... a thing to watch. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever seen any Russian dash cam footage on the internet, you know what to expect. It's like, yeah. It is, there is some wild shit in that movie.
It sounds like it's just the movie version of a YouTube rabbit hole.
Kind of. It, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because I'm pretty sure I've seen 70
you've probably
minutes
seen
of
some of the
dash cams.
And you've probably seen some of the videos. There's
sure.
a couple that are pretty popular.
Yeah,
but
yeah, the
best thing about the movie is everyone in Russia is so calm about the shit that's happening, with the exception of maybe one or two of the clips. But, like, I wish I was as calm as that, as I am at, like,
yeah.
you know, like, having a meltdown at work or something.
Sure.
Like, there's a scene in this movie where these guys are in a car, and they, like, get into, like, a swerve or whatever, and they fly off a bridge into water, and none of them scream. And then when they land, one of the guys is like, oh, use the wheel to steer us in the water like a boat. And they're like, we got to get to the land. And they're like, fucking so calm. It's amazing. It's amazing. I really liked it. But it ultimately is just 70 minutes of like a YouTube wormhole. But I thought it
I
was really
that, though. I got time for that.
It was
How
good.
How do you use the wheel to steer you through the water? Did he hope was going to happen?
Yeah, it's like alternates between like really funny and then like really harrowing and really freaky. Like some of the accidents are pretty nightmarish. But I definitely think like if the idea of like a documentary that is just a bunch of footage of dash cam, you know, driving around in Russia is something that you think might be up your alley, then mm-hmm. it's worth watching.
Yeah.
The road movie.
Yeah.
Cram it up your alley.
What else from you guys?
I caught up on something.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I watched a movie called Halloween.
Oh.
I watched that remake of Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It was really good. You know what? It was really, really good. I really liked it. It was like, it wasn't like, it didn't blow my mind or anything, but I don't think it was supposed to.
It's the best Halloween sequel, though.
It is definitely the best Halloween sequel. It's also,
Other
than three.
it really,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Makes the point of like, we don't need any of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't need another Halloween movie.
Yeah,
Halloween is a great fucking movie. But this fucking did it. And hey, you know, why not put some podcasting into Halloween?
Why not?
For whatever reason. But there was a question that I wanted to ask you guys because you talked about it.
When it came out.
When it came out. Mm. And you said that you had a problem with them lingering on shots of something. They really showed the after effects of something, of like a murder or something.
I don't remember.
You both were like, I didn't need to see that. I didn't know what it was because
I have no recollection of saying that.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember. Well,
am I Berenstain bearing this?
No, I mean, I don't deny that we maybe had that reaction. I just can't remember what it would have been.
You guys wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh, was there like a gross head stomp?
Oh, there's certainly a gross
maybe
head
it was
stomp.
That was it like in the context of like we didn't want to see
it. I can't imagine
I
would have a problem with lingering on a gross head stomp.
That was what I was mystified about. I was like, there must be something so disturbing in this movie. I'm watching the whole movie and then at the end I was like, there was nothing disturbing in
was
that
somebody
movie.
Taking a dump or something.
I wish I had lingered on that dump scene.
That was the movie I watched before.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, 70 minutes of Russian dump camp.
Yeah. Over what? There, they have
you
cameras
watch it for
in all
longer
their toilets.
Than you think.
Yeah.
Which is actually still dash cams.
Yeah.
They just didn't do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember that.
It was good. I didn't. I Toby Huss is in it. I love Toby Huss so much.
Yeah.
And it was weird to see Toby Huss playing a normal guy. He's like playing someone's dad, and I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
weirdo,
right,
you're
right,
not
right.
someone's dad." And then I was like, "Oh no, they're gonna kill Toby Huss." I was so worried. And then his death scene was like nothing. I was
yeah.
like, "Oh, whatever."
Yeah. yeah.
But I'll tell you what,
pretty good.
Guy's head uses a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah,
not bad.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah, Halloween.
Mm.
What else?
I saw Glass.
Oh.
We kept trying to watch it.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, I tried, and I did.
All right, brag about it.
Yep, Glass, the sequel to Unbreakable and Split.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. He doesn't pull it off.
No.
No, it's not good. yeah, I don't know. I wasn't going to, like, dance around it.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie. It doesn't look great, too, which I found bothersome. Just in the shot composition. When you go back and rewatch Unbreakable, which I did not too long ago.
Me, too. Yeah.
There's a lot of care put into how the shots are designed. There's a great camera moving between the seats. When you meet David Dunn, it gives you an element of his character. You can feel that there's division and confusion with him because you're looking at him between, you know.
Yeah.
Film school tricks, they're effective. They teach them for a reason. And you can do something with that. That's gone. And also, all the things that made David an interesting character are gone. This is a guy who's got grounded, realistic superhero powers and has been beating the shit out of thugs and criminals in the street for 20 years, and he's just a guy. There's nothing like that hasn't affected him in any way, and I don't know what his motivation is for anything at all. He's just there, and that's the problem. There's nothing. Nothing is about anything else. These guys are just there, and they're like, "I guess we're here." And James McAvoy is again amazing with this thing he's put together for this fucking character. It is fucking wild. And there's scenes where he's under stress, and like four or five of them fire off in a row, and it's fucking remarkable to watch. And this movie sucks, and it's a bummer. Like, what a waste of this great work this man did. And Sarah Paulson, who doesn't like her? But it's the whole movie is a microcosm of the M. Night career. It starts really interesting, then there's some really poor choices, then it starts to look bad, then it gets ridiculous, then it gets pretentious.
Then it turns out that it's present day.
Yeah, and then there's two hugely unnecessary reveals at the end. You're like, what? We're doing this?
Oh, God.
Did you just do that? Because of this?
Please tell me Haley Joel Osment is in this movie.
I fucking wish. Yeah.
They were all the dead people he saw.
He drops the ball everywhere.
Yeah,
it's and ends. I was just tired and aggravated. And, like, Unbreakable works because there's a lot complicating David Dunn. There's a lot complicating Elijah.
Totally.
And there's a lot complicating the movie because it's a movie about a marriage that's crumbling from a lack of communication. Mm-hmm. And a lack of understanding what they need as individuals. And there's nothing like that here. It's not there.
That
he stops trying to borrow from the Titans. He's not trying to be Spielberg or Hitchcock anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, I'm me and I've got nothing. I've got fucking nothing. Look at all my nothing.
Yeah.
I'm still going to see it.
Oh, yeah, check it out, because the McAvoy performance is very good, and there's a couple of scenes that I liked, kind of like their potential, and then there's some stuff where you're just going to be like, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
anyway, yeah, it was a letdown.
Oh, man. So Glass, letdown.
Yep.
I saw the opposite of a letdown. I saw a nice surprise.
A bring up.
Yeah. A bring up. I saw a movie that came and went because of the marketing. It just looked like any other, you know, down the middle of the road movie. And it was called Instant Family. And this is
Mark Wahlberg.
The movie with Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne. And this is a great movie.
Now, I really want to hate this movie. It's, I fucking hate Mark Wahlberg.
It's great. And he is such a garbage man in real life, as far as I know, from what he did in his past and such. But in terms of his comedic abilities, he fits right into this movie. And this movie
his comedic abilities?
Yeah.
His comedic abilities are on par with my basketball abilities.
I don't know. I really like him in The Other Guys.
Yeah, I like
him in
The Other Guys, too.
I really like him in this movie.
Don't get that.
And it is directed by Sean Anders, who did a lot of just kind of down-the-middle movies like Horrible Bosses and like Daddy's Home, that kind of like mainstream comedy thing. Mm-hmm. But the gist of this movie is him and Rose Byrne, they want to have children, but they can't, and they decide that they're going to become foster parents and attempt to adopt. And it's just about their kind of experience with it, and it's one of those very funny movies with really good supporting cast. It's not it has like a lot of heart, although I will say that near the end of it did one thing that I was kind of like, oh, okay, I guess this is the movie now. But overall, I thought this was really great and surprisingly totally like overlooked. It's really funny, like we All laughed right. a lot, and the supporting cast is great. It has Tig Notaro's in there.
What?
Her and Octavia Spencer play like the people that run the sort of place that they're going to learn how to be foster parents. And like, I want a movie with just the two of them because they're so good together. Yeah. So funny.
What? Why is Tig in a
Mark in a
Wahlberg
really
movie.
Good movie, and she's so like good it. In it.
Of course, she's the
and
best
she's
human
so
being in the whole
good
wide
in
world.
It. Oh my god! And yeah, there's a lot of other people that you'll recognize. It was funny to see Julie Haggerty show up as the mom.
I loved her,
and she's really good in it. It's honestly,
I'll watch this.
Instant right. family. We Emma and I put it on because her mom was here, and I was like, I don't know this, and then we all were laughing throughout the whole movie. It's really good. There's a couple things in it that like got on my nerves a little bit with the plotting, like the biological mother of the children that they adopt. They kind of play her as like a suit, not like as a villain, but it's kind of like she's been in and out of jail. And I was kind of like, well, there maybe could have been an opportunity to be like, we'll have to work together with the biological mom and show that like, you know, we don't have to be like against each other. We're not taking your kid from you. Like that, they kind of play it like that. And I was like, okay, I guess, but maybe it would have been nicer to not have that in the movie. But otherwise, really funny, really good. A lot of heart. I liked it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, Instant Family.
Neat.
It's a good one.
Nice.
I think it'll be won over by it, yeah. Right. What else?
What else?
Casey,
what
anything
else? What else?
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched The Lego 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have that ready to watch as well, but I hadn't watched it yet.
Oh.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and watch it?
I will.
All right.
I will.
Let me tell you a little something about it.
Huh?
It's fine.
Yeah. It seemed like it. Yeah.
I thought it looked fine.
Very watchable.
Yeah. It seemed like it feels like I'm far enough away from the Lego movie where, like, that's fine is enough.
Yeah, sure. That's all this movie has to be, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I feel like... Did we talk about Ralph Breaks the Internet?
No,
at all?
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it either, but I feel same way about that. Like, I loved the Wreck-It Ralph so much, but at this point, like, if the sequel's not great, I'm just going to be like, yeah, it's okay, whatever.
And that's exactly what Ralph Breaks the Internet is. It's hey, okay, all right. Hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I like putting my kids in front of this.
yeah, sure.
So, and that's what Lego 2 is.
Yeah,
it is just fine.
Mm.
If it just looks fun to look at Lego do all that stuff, so
yeah.
The highlight I think is because what's his name? Chris Pratt plays a sort of a dual role.
Yeah,
and the other guy he's playing, I'm pretty sure he's doing his absolute best Kurt Russell impression.
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty watchable.
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead. Get into it.
Sweet. Neat.
I dare you.
All right.
All right. Lego 2.
Yeah.
Why not? Greg?
Yeah.
What else?
Well, let's see. I saw Stan and Ollie.
Oh.
Ah,
that looks good.
I'm interested in
watching
that.
I watched a bunch of Laurel and Hardy and Abbott Costello growing up. Mm-hmm. It was part of my Sunday afternoon television programming that I saw a ton of it. And I have warm memories of it. I admired it so very much. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty interested to check this out. I thought the casting was pretty darn fucking good. And it's really nice.
That's awesome.
Coogan is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking, he's so good. He is so good as Stan.
Yeah.
The movie's just too light. And it doesn't do enough of what it hints at doing. It takes place just in the time period, like at the end of their career when they're trying to mount, to kind of regain interest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Ollie's health is failing and stuff, you know, and so there's stuff there, but they don't go deep enough into it or something. There's not enough conflict. And what's really a nice touch is it shows them like kind of having bits in, like when they're off stage.
Yeah.
Like little scenarios. I'm like, you should have fucking run with that.
Yeah.
And made it a Laurel and Hardy movie.
Right.
About Laurel and Hardy. And still have modern dialogue and let it be dramatic and tell their story. But, like, they have a thing with, you know, like just sight gags and pratfalls that just work naturally into the scene. But they don't do it enough and they don't shine enough light on it. And when it would happen a little bit, it'd be like, hey, that's your movie. Come on.
Yeah.
It's still, the critique of it. The thing is, it's very watchable. It's a good watch. It's interesting. And their chemistry is amazing. John C. Reilly is fucking fantastic, too. But, I mean, Coogan just really, really kills this role.
He's a hell of an actor.
What a treasure he is.
The thing that you're describing sounds like it would have made sense, because like it's harder to sell, like, here's why people loved an act like in a movie than it is to be like, if I put what people loved into them, then I'll understand why they were so good, because I'm seeing it in their life or whatever.
It's just a little, it's lightweight direction and a bit of a lightweight script, which is a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
So still, it's still like seven out of 10.
Yeah.
It's still, the performances are so good and there are some shots that look great. The support performances are really good. But I don't know their names off the top of my head, but the women who play their wives are both excellent.
Nice.
It's a good watch. It's not a great watch, but it's a good one. You will still be happy having seen it.
Sweet. I'd like to see a good sort of biopic of that.
Yeah.
Time,
yeah.
The comedy of that time.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Stan and Ollie.
Doesn't need to be that good for me.
Check out Stan and Ollie. I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
How about you, Daniel?
On the comedy tip, real quick, I revisited a movie that I hadn't seen since I was probably in early high school. Probably like haven't seen this movie since like 99 or something. Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy.
Oh, the best.
And let me tell you. I was like kind of thinking, I wonder if I'll still think this is as great as I did when I was younger. And
maybe even better.
It's aging so well.
Yeah. That is a funny
movie. One of those movies that just did not get any recognition at the time, but was so ahead of its time. So hilarious. So fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very...
It's too late for me.
I've been very close
everyone?
To just
did
watching
you see
it.
See?
The doctor and me, did you see?
There has been a couple times this week since I watched it, like on the weekend, that I was like, I'm just going to watch this again. Like, I'm just going to put this on again because it makes me laugh and it makes me happy. And it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything about it is so funny.
Just about every scene is a total winner.
Yeah. And it feels like just a bunch of sketches, but it also feels like
That really works. When I went and watched that live table read a few years ago, man, that was something. And that was a thing, too. I'm like, well, I've seen the movie 25 times. Is this going to be fun on stage? It was amazing. So, I don't understand. It didn't do well.
No.
And I liked it right away. First watch, I was like, and part of me was happy. I thought, I don't really know. I'm like, we're just going to go see like all the popular characters.
Yeah.
I thought it was great that they didn't
have
anything
on
the show.
They didn't do that.
You know?
Totally.
I think upon first watch, I was almost a little disappointed in because it looked slicker than
an episode of
Kids in the Hall. So I was like, that's not. Yeah. I want the grittiness or like the shabbiness of a Kids in the Hall sketch. But the writing and it's so unbelievably funny. One of the funniest concepts to me in anything literally ever is Mrs. Herdiger's favorite memory.
I love my friend and I were talking about
so
that.
So fucking tragic.
And it's a harmonica.
It's a harmonica. The fact that there's such thoughtless people who gave her the most thoughtless gift and then told her what it was.
And she loved it.
That was lovely. It's so fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah. My friend was telling me that scene was kind of made up on the way to the set.
Oh my God.
That they
God.
Had to like figure out what the scene of her memory was going to be because they had the set or something and they were in a car together and they were just like, this is what it'll be. Yeah, it's I love that. Your memory is just, yeah. Oh, is that eggnog? And he goes and pours himself rum. Yeah, it is amazing. It is just so funny. It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends.
We just get it.
Well, that's great. Can we give it to ex-boyfriends too? It's a pill
for the world that gives worms to ex-girlfriends. You don't get it. Woo!
I love it. Yeah, what a movie.
Oh my God. Oh, and man. Fucking Mark McKinney's Lorne Michaels is fucking brilliant. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
slipped off my shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark McKinney.
Lakers
so
tickets,
good.
AA batteries, you know, all of these things.
Yeah, I offer you these saying. Things, but all these things will be yours.
Kids in the Hall. Yeah, brain candy. Oh, it holds up. It's aging so well. So well. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
We almost kissed. I could literally. It's like when I was in high school and would just sit with my friend and quote Simpsons at each other for hours.
Oh,
I could do that with brain candy and just be completely happy.
Definitely watch it again if it's been a while. Yeah, so good. Any other stuff before Film Roulette?
Real quick one.
Yeah.
Me and the family last weekend got out for our first of the season drive-in.
Yay!
Yeah, so we went to the drive-in and we drove in.
Nice.
And watched a movie.
Yeah.
We watched a movie.
Yes.
Before Beatrice was like, fuck are we doing in the car? Let's go home. She was adamant we go home. She did not understand why we were just sitting in the car looking out the window watching a movie. What is happening? But we took the kids. We're all set. It was going to be great. We're going to watch Dumbo for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then they were going to go to sleep, and then we would get to watch Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We did not get to watch Captain Marvel.
No.
The kids did fall asleep, but, we're like, we got to go.
Yeah.
So we got to take Beatrice home before she wakes up and yells at us.
She's still here.
The Dumbo.
We watched Dumbo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Like, that's a shame.
It's like
that's a good cast.
It's a great cast, and it's not a bad movie. It's just like I guess I don't know if I would recommend it, but it's fine. It's a little drab for a movie about a flying elephant.
Yeah,
they did the you know, and it's sort of that like kind of realism thing that isn't really that necessary in a movie about a flying elephant. Mm-hmm. With his ears, but they did the pink elephant thing, which is pretty cool, and it's fine, and the elephant is adorable, and then at the end you're like, all right, this was a way to
I feel like everything I've heard about it has been like damning with faint praise, just like Tim Burton, like it's not as bad as some of his other ones, and that's that.
It's pacing better than
his
filmography. It further cements Tim Burton as just whatever type of a director.
Yeah. Yeah. I will be so shocked if he even pulls an M. Night and, like, has a movie or two where you're like, oh, wait, here we go again. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like he's so far gone.
Yeah. 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 Well, he did a little bit of that by remaking his Frankenweenie movie.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. Maybe it was better. It's better than yeah. what he's yeah. than the Disney yeah, yeah. nonsense yeah. he's been remaking.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, Tim Burton.
I got two real quickies before we go. I watched Tyrell.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, yeah.
Thank you for that recommendation. Reco. That's a very good movie.
It's good,
It is extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It really does what it's there to do.
Yeah.
I thought the performances were remarkably
right?
good.
Really, by everybody.
Everybody, across the board. And
even me?
Even you.
Was I good in that movie?
No.
No, but I felt your presence in there because you were up in Canada.
I saw what you were trying to do. It's really great.
I liked it.
Yeah, and Roddy Bottom, Faith No More.
So
guy's
good.
A fucking good actor.
Yeah,
what the
really
shit?
Good. He's
do
funny.
Do more, Roddy.
Yeah.
All right. And then I also caught The Favorite.
Nice. I saw that too.
You did?
I saw it.
Wow. Oh, great fucking movie.
I liked it a lot.
Terrific. Really 10 good. Minutes in, I'm like, how did Green Book win?
Yeah.
The Favorite is the most normal Yorgos Lanthimos movie.
Definitely.
Still pretty crazy.
Very funny still.
Really funny. Yeah. Really dark. Great look at what happens when ego and ambition collide in different ways, and it looks fucking astounding. The performances are amazing. It's a terrific fucking movie.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Veronica, has this theory that it's a reverse Bechdel test movie because anytime any of the men are alone, they're just talking about the women.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
Wicked.
Is funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nicholas Hoult was great in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so
man,
good.
Man, was he good.
I want more costume dramas to look like that.
Yep.
Because it has just this amazing like fisheye look to it, like no other costume kind of period piece that you've seen. It just has this really cool kinetic thing, but it doesn't overtake it with modernism. There's just something about the kind of like manic nature of the movie that plays into the visuals so well. And so funny. We were
it's really funny.
I watched that the same night as Instant Family with Emma and her mom, and we all really liked the Favorite too.
Yeah,
and we were all laughing through the movie.
It's great.
It's good.
I can't wait for more from him. What a director.
Yeah.
Did either of you see The Killing of a Sacred Deer?
Oh yeah.
I loved it.
I ain't never seen it.
You should watch that.
It's really
it has
good.
One of the most chaotic climaxes I've ever seen. It was just like,
and
watching the end of that movie is just like, oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, of his, of what I've seen of his movies, it's the one that has the biggest gap between how dark things are, but also how hilarious it can be.
Yeah.
Because it's like, so dark.
Oh,
and some of the things that they do in that movie are just so dark, but then they're making you laugh as well.
Yeah.
And it's.
And that kid is dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, watch that movie. That's the thing. Watch the whole thing, though.
Yeah.
Right, maybe I'll have a Yorgos Fest.
Yeah, do
yeah,
it.
Buddy.
Sweet. All right. Well, then let's do some film roulette.
Do it.
Film Roulette is our segment where the three of us roll a die and the two high rollers get to see either a good movie we have picked or a winner's choice where they can see whatever they want. This week we picked a winner and it was us. Us picked the winner and the winner was us.
Yay!
And the low roller has to see something terrible. I lost this week and I had to watch a John Travolta movie, but the low roller gets to give the winners an album to list to for the rest of the week. We'll talk about our movies, talk about our album and more in Film Roulette.
Poor John Travolta.
Yeah.
We just take
Kicking
it now
him while
as
he's
red
down.
That his
well,
movies are the
he
loser.
Just keeps pumping out garbage.
Listen,
man.
maybe Trading Paint.
Maybe it's
is
great.
Amazing.
Yeah, maybe I'll trade my opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll paint my opinions and then trade them with somebody's.
I'm
with
interested
you
in a trade.
Yeah. Winner's choice this week was Jordan Peele's highly anticipated Us.
Ah.
Well, I say this week, but We spent a couple weeks.
We got there.
Not watching us. But yeah. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
Mm.
I've been looking at reviews and trying not to get spoiled. But
yes, don't read things. I think it's better to just go see the movie.
So this is the follow-up to Get Out. Obviously, super, super anticipated.
Yeah.
Husband and wife take their kids to the beach house, expecting to unplug and unwind with friends. But as night descends, their serenity turns to tension and chaos when some shocking visitors arrive uninvited.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, okay.
Off to the races with ya.
I don't want to say anything about this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just grunt noises about it.
Ooh.
That's funny.
Well, I see what you've done.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I will say is I fucking love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking loved this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't love it all right away.
No.
I loved it in waves.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
So oh, wow. Nice.
Extremely fresh for me.
I saw it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I've spent all day thinking about it and going like, and, I mean, it's a movie that, here's what I'll say, is I loved it. And the performances are fucking fantastic. It looks great. It's expertly directed. And you're watching it going like, I know I'm supposed to know, I'm supposed to get something out of this. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll think about it later. And that happens a lot through the movie, but it never takes you out of the movie. That stuff's all there, but you can just go for the ride and have a great fucking time too, and then later be like, what's going on? And then you
that's
think about
the
stuff
thing about
and,
this fucking movie that is so brilliant is that it's like, it's got the plot going over top of everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you just want to watch the plot, you're going to have an awesome time.
Yeah,
you're
love
have a great
watching
time.
That.
This movie's plot. Perfectly directed. The pace is fantastic. It's always going, mm-hmm. but it's also not like like racing to get there.
No, no.
And that's exactly it. Like, you're like, oh, that means something. And then, who's that guy? Why is he doing that? And then you go back and you think, like, I nonstop thought about this movie for the 2 weeks after.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. Like, I really, really, really liked Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved this movie.
Yeah. I don't know which one I'd like more after some repeat viewings, because this is one where I think, you know, I've heard people say this, and they're absolutely correct. I feel like you need to kind of watch this a couple of times.
I'm not
and you'll, I think you'll catch things, you know, 3-4 viewings into this, you know, like, oh, look at that.
Because it ends and you kind of go like, because the movie ends and you could go like, what? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. But then you start thinking about that and you kind of go like, oh. Oh, and then that.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Oh, God, I fucking love this movie. And this movie hinges, this movie puts up fucking shitload on Lupita Nyong'o's shoulders.
Major heavy lifting.
And I don't know what the fucking Oscars do. Who cares? But if there was such a thing as the Oscars that fucking mattered, she should be nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, she was remarkable.
You know who else I fucking loved?
Uh-huh.
Tim Heidecker.
Holy shit, was he good?
Oh my God, he's so good in this
movie.
So
good. Him and Elizabeth Moss both. Oh man.
Were fucking
so
perfect.
So good. Like, and what's Buddy's name from Black Panther, the big guy who plays the husband? I don't know his name.
Winston Duke.
Yeah. Fucking great.
He's so good.
Oh,
and
my God.
I love that he plays the wife in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's, I don't know, I don't want to say too much.
No.
He doesn't play the wife in this movie. That's a ridiculous thing to say, but he's just
he's so good. And it's such a different performance from Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Oh, I loved him so much. I was like, oh, you dad.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I love this movie. And the kids were fucking phenomenal, too.
No, it's top to bottom. There isn't a weak performance anywhere, and everything really, really hits.
And the elements that he incorporates, like these seemingly like disparate elements, like I loved his use of, I don't know if it's saying too much. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
I won't say it.
Okay.
Damn it. But it's something that I really love. But anyway, go see this movie. It's the
yeah, absolutely see it. What a treat.
Yeah.
who? What? Never would I have thought that this is where we'd be with Jordan Peele 5 years ago, you know?
What a strange, strange career he's having.
It's the best.
I haven't seen any of Twilight Zone.
I heard the reviews were quite poor.
Oh, God, what?
Am I wrong with that? Or
I don't know. I watched one of the two episodes.
There's only two?
Well, when I watched it, there only two were out.
Which one did you see?
I saw the one with Kumail Nanjiani, the first episode. I think it's called the stand-up or the comedian.
Okay.
And it was good. I liked it. Very good.
I want to see his YouTube show. It looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it, and I'd like to see more of it. I know the second episode is like a new take on terror at... they've added a couple thousand.
Adam Scott is the new Shatner slash Lithgow.
Yeah.
Right.
The first episode with Kumail Nanjiani was really good, and Kumail's amazing in it. And it was definitely one of those things where, like, it's a Twilight Zone episode. You kind of know how it's going to get to something. And I did find myself kind of being like, we're going to get to that, so let's go. But it was really good, really well directed, and
Either way, he produced it. He didn't direct those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, and he hosted or whatever.
What a directorial career he's putting together here. Good Lord.
He's one of those directors. Like, he's... I put him now with, Wes Anderson or Tarantino or somebody who, when I see their newest movie, I'm a little depressed because this is the longest point between now and the next,
and the next one. Yeah, for sure.
I've also heard people say, like, oh, I hope he's going to now just be like, you know, like our modern day Carpenter, and he's just going to do like, have like a real tear on like these horror movies and just like have these kind of different movies, but all similar in certain ways. Yeah.
I would love that, because we have a severe lack of,
There's
top
no one
quality.
There's no one.
Movies.
Remember when they put together that show, Masters of Horror, because we had generations of horror filmmakers to kind of lure on. Do you want to come do this? That's gone now. There's no one.
There isn't anyone. They even gave Mick Garris one of those.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. So yes, please take the horror mantle.
Yeah,
sir.
But at the same time, like, I mean, I kind of want to go like, well, you know, him and Keegan-Michael Key are doing another movie together.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a movie based on those two really bizarre characters in Keanu. Those, like, seemingly undead guys.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's
what
funny.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
I do like that he... I don't know if I made this up or if I just heard something along the lines of, like, that he was going to keep doing horror... That he's very interested in continuing to do genre.
I know he said he had at least three horror films, sociological horror films.
Yeah.
So
I just like that he doesn't shy away from it when people were like, is it a thriller or horror? He was like, shut up, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a horror movie.
Let's trade some paint, bud.
Trading paint.
Let's trade some paint.
Hey.
Tell me a story.
Hey, trading paint. This stars John Travolta and Shania Twain, Michael Madsen.
What?
Yep. That's a thing.
You know, I may have seemed like I was impressed, but that don't impress me much.
Yeah, Michael Madsen as well. A stock car racing legend is drawn back to the dirt track when his son, an aspiring driver, joins a rival racing team. Let me tell you something about Trading Paint. I watched it the day after we recorded, so it is very far in my rearview mirror, and I remember almost nothing.
Yeah,
so I'm going to load up the Wikipedia.
Wonderful it was.
Yeah, the synopsis that you just read bored me.
Yeah. This movie is so fucking boring.
It sounds like there might be some elements of drama in there, too.
Does he have to raise his son for his love?
Yes. So, he's like a legend who used to race, and his son is now racing, and, he's dating Shania Twain, John Travolta, and because his son's funding, like, they don't have a lot of money, so his son's car is not the greatest, and so he, like, breaks down during a race or some shit, and he's like, I'm going to their rival to get a car, and see you later, dad. And he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was my only son.
Yeah. And so then he's like, I gotta come out of retirement and be a champion and blah blah blah. And and then Michael Madsen goes to John Travolta's son. Michael Madsen is the rival guy who's now has John Travolta's son as a racer, and he's like, you know what you gotta do? You gotta take your dad out or something. He's like, you gotta hit him in a way.
Murder him.
Yeah. He literally is like, you gotta take him out. And son's like, can't do it.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of shit about that, and then there's a bunch of garbage about some money, and then they at the race, and then bullshit happens, and I fall asleep, but it's just I didn't actually fall asleep. I sat and watched the whole fucking thing, and it's so boring. So boring. Yeah. And I don't remember anything about it. It's fine, like, the direction's fine, but the editing is really bad, so, like, there's a lot of scenes that, like, start earlier and end long, like, go on longer than you think. So, like, they walk at a frame, and then, like, the camera just, like, keeps kind of, like, dollying, and you're like, okay. I'm looking at some, like, dirt road now for a second. Yeah. Why? Yeah, but it's really fucking boring, and it's the kind of boring where the, like, funny stuff doesn't even really hit you until later. I think I mentioned in our group threads, he's with Shania Twain, and they're going to, like, go fishing, and she's like, she makes some joke about, like, the live bait, and he's like, I don't use live bait, I use hot dogs, and he, like, smiles at her, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I was like, what? Like, he says there's some things in this movie where, like, it took me a long time to be like, wait, that's fucking stupid. But it's all just, like, presented in a way that's boring. It's so boring.
You put that in the thread. You put the hot dog thing, and then you put a picture, a close up of his wistful
face. His little happy face.
And I stared at that for the longest time going, what does it all mean?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'll
trading
tell you that.
Paint.
And
trading paint, fishing with hot dogs, baby.
It's 87 minutes, so that's okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Pretty good. Yeah, 0% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, man. I can understand. Feel like a woman.
Well, we had an album to listen to.
Yep.
Yeah. It was called Dave.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, Psychodrama.
Casey, you gave it to us just because you're like, who's this? I'll give it to him.
I was like, he's a rapper called Dave.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. I didn't listen to it.
Oh. Not at all?
Not even.
I liked it. I liked it quite a bit.
It's good. I'm not compelled to, like, return to it a lot, but it's an interesting listen.
Yeah.
And
it's
not bad.
I like it. Yeah.
What I like about it, and I think is something that's been going on for, like, a long time in UK rap.
Yeah.
Is the personal reflection.
Yeah.
And the it isn't full of boastful nonsense that most North American rap is filled with, particularly today. Well, not just particularly today. It's always been that. I guess today's just feels like mostly nonsense.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of introspection, self-reflection.
Yeah.
A lot of working through issues and emotional problems in a very frank and blunt way. And I remember, you know, when I got into Roots Manuva in, like, 2003 or whatever, and the Awfully Deep album, I was really kind of struck by how frank he was with insecurity and emotional problems on that album. And I was like, that's really wild for hip-hop. And it still is wild for hip-hop because it's still not a medium that allows for sensitivity too much. So it's really cool that he did that, but I find the songs don't hang out with me. There's a really interesting listen. I liked listening to it, but then to go back to it is a little lacking in some hooks or something. I don't know what's not there for me, but
I agree. Yeah, I really,
it's really,
it's
good.
It's a really good album
piece, and you should check it out.
And it's the definitely one of the better hip hop albums I've heard so far this year. But I agree. Like, I'm not sure it would be the kind of thing that, like, at the end of the year, I'm going to be like, this is it. You got to go back to this one.
Yeah,
but it is good.
It is good.
And he's a good rapper, and the production's good. And
there's
some
moments. There's definitely some moments where the beat gets going. I'm like, oh, this is fucking sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really good.
All right, well, that's good. Let me ask you guys, because there's another rapper I was going to give you guys a while back, and then I ended up veering off and doing something different. But then I've been listening to music lately, just putting it on my desk at work. And so I was listening to Cardi B the other day.
Yeah, well, I think we do that, but then something happened and we
I wanted to give you M&M instead. Okay, I think that's happened. Or something,
something like that happened, yes.
But anyway, and I was like, I don't, whatever, this is a thing. But then I started to really get into it. Mm. She's very entertaining.
No, I like that album. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
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 Make money moves. I like that. I like what she says. Money moves.
Yeah, I like
anyway,
that.
Rap. Yeah. Get into it.
I like Dave.
Dave.
Totally.
Pretty good rapping.
Yeah. Good job, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So.
So what you got, Dan?
I forgot to pick.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out right now
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to give you, if I'm going to give you something.
Well,
not good.
That's understandable.
Or if I'm going to give you something.
And you only had,
3 weeks? Yeah, of course. I mean, I do have a lot of tribute albums listed.
Oh, God. Fuck. I fucking hate those.
Let's do it.
What?
Let's do the tribute trip.
Oh, fucking.
Trip down
you've
to the
got,
tribute.
You've done the most offensive ones already. You can't get more offensive than the Elvis, Costello,
Pixies,
and the Pixies
yeah.
ones.
Could I? could I maybe? There's two here I'm looking at, and one I feel like, let me see. One of them is got to be so brutal because it's like one of the greats. And then there's also one of the greats, but a different type of great. I'm going to give you this because I think
what
there,
the hell are you talking
what's
about?
What's going
Dan?
On?
I think
what's
there might
called?
Be some potential here for good.
All right.
Yeah.
Because there's some people on here that I don't hate, and then there's some that I do hate. So I will give you In Utero in tribute.
Oh, Jesus.
In
Whoa.
Entirety.
Whoa.
Is the name of
I
the
was
album.
Not anticipating something that could make me cringe.
Yeah. But like...
In Utero what? Say it all
In
again.
Utero yeah. in tribute in entirety from 2014.
Ooh, fuck,
I haven't checked if it's on anywhere, but if it isn't, I'll make a playlist or something.
I don't care who's
YouTube.
On this because I don't want to hear anyone do any of these songs.
Well,
what's it called? In Utero what and what?
In Utero in tribute in entirety.
Jay Retard.
Yeah. So Jay Retard's on this.
Daughters.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, there's some, I like all Black right. Math Horseman a bit. Okay. Mean Jeans are kind of cool,
this,
but then like, oh, also there's Thursday, and I don't want to hear that.
That's
so
not good.
Yeah.
This is gonna really bother me.
Yeah, so check it out.
Okay.
Jay Retard doing Francis Farmer Will Have a Revenge on Seattle. That's mm-hmm. kind of exciting.
I don't think I will ever use this other one, but there was a time where I was gonna give you guys a David Bowie tribute,
uh-huh.
but I was like. Oh, that's going to really be shitty.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah,
so I probably won't use that.
I wonder if this cover of Heart-Shaped Box is going to be any better or worse than that Limp Bizkit one.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
You know what was funny about that? I don't know if I said this in the thread. I don't know if people know what we're talking about, but there's a video you can watch of Limp Bizkit recently covering Heart-Shaped Box.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a high school band... that are just jamming around and they decide to start like they fumble into playing a cover mm-hmm. but only half of the band is familiar with the song.
Yeah. It's
totally
something.
Sounds like that. There's something oh boy is it horrible.
Well, because it like comes off of one of their other songs and they're
kind of, it's a mess. It's all out of tune.
So
and
bad.
The tempo ain't right. Man, people aren't playing the right parts. What a piece of shit. Anyway.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yep.
Nirvana. I'll figure out if it's not on Spotify. I'll help you get
uh-huh.
it.
No, it's on Spotify.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for movies?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we didn't even talk about that.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Do you want to record the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
So as we try very hard to have an episode every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not, and it's three.
Yeah.
So what we have on the cusp coming after 2 weeks from when this episode is coming out, like a couple days after that is when Avengers Endgame happens.
Okay.
So I think we should push the next episode to come right after that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, because we're all going to see this, I would assume. But this is the end of this whole fucking thing. So we'll all see that. We'll roll some dice for who has to watch some piece of shit in the meantime.
Okay.
But, and so we'll, our next episode will come right on the heels of Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
So we can all see it. We can talk about it. Then you're not hearing us talk about Avengers Endgame 2 weeks after the fucking movie came out.
Yeah.
Because that's no fun.
Yeah.
And is that
Skate Dog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a movie
great.
That we can watch somewhere?
Let's see. I'm going to look.
Because there's a movie about a skateboarding dog, and the dog is voiced by David Arquette.
December 2018.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume yes.
Okay.
I guarantee this is a line from the movie.
Yeah.
Is that dog skating? Whoa. Whoa.
If it's not, I'll be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Arquette is the voice of the dog, and Joey Lawrence is in this movie.
Yeah. Looks like it's on Prime, but that might be an American. But if it's on Prime, we'll figure out a way to watch it.
I don't pay money. I don't care.
Yeah. Sweet. So, skate dog.
Is it dog?
It's dog, baby.
There's a W in there? There is.
Dog, baby.
Skate dog.
Man's best friend, if you can catch him.
Whoa. I don't know if we can.
Whoa.
Okay, where's some dice?
It's just like a regular best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy would be my best friend if I could only catch him.
We got our
best
dice
friends with him so bad,
here.
But he's so fast.
Oh, are we doing the machine? It's in there? Yeah, I'm going first. Ready? Pressing the button.
That's in
two.
A triple stereo.
Very small, too.
Yeah. All right, I'm going. That's a six.
Okay.
Here goes the sea dog.
It's a four.
Okay.
Greg's going to watch.
That's fine. You know what? This is my first loss of 2019.
Oh,
wow.
Brag about it.
I am. That's what I did. That's why I said it loud like that.
We've pretty much only done three episodes of 2019.
I didn't lose Captain Marvel, so I'm astounded.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, Avengers Endgame. I'll have to watch Infinity War.
Yeah, watch that. Jesus, man.
I will. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
And In Utero in cover in entirety. God.
Yeah.
And Skate Dog.
Skate Dog.
That's next week.
Yeah.
On See You Next Wednesday. Or next episode on See You Next Wednesday.
Yeah, come on.
We will see you next episode. Goodbye, Internet. There is a dog at the end of that skateboard.
That's my favorite one.